Morena. Or maybe it's the afternoon. I'm a little bit late with my podcast today. It's supposed to be a Friday morning. But guess what? This week didn't work out like that. I got home very late from repotting last night, which was just heaven. God, it sounds really cheesy to go, oh, it's such a privilege, but it's a fucking privilege to watch women come in and then leave transformed. Like, it's fucking magical, you know? It's so magical. And I love watching people remember who they are and giving. We spent a lot of time this week talking about reconnecting with yourself, but giving yourself permission to do, be, and have all the fucking things you want to do, be, and have. And, you know, it's such a bitch that usually the person in the way is us. The person that's in the way of you is pretty much always you. And it's so much easier when it's external, you know, when you get to go, oh, you over there, fucking pain in the ass. But actually when it's me, you're like, oh, me in here, pain in the ass, right? You're a pain in your own ass. It's fucking annoying. And watching people transform, that's why I love Repotted, because it is 3 days and you literally are transformed. And a couple of the women said, oh, fucking hell, that was quite hard. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Sorry, not sorry. It's not. It's really gentle, but there are moments where it's like, oh, this is quite fucking confronting. When you sit there and go, fuck, I'm the problem. It's me. And some people come in full of, I'm the problem, I'm the problem, I'm fucked. And it's like, no, you're not. You're fucking fabulous. You just forgot who you were. And you've stopped, or maybe you never started, giving yourself the shit you need to be your best. That is so important. I'm just so into that right now. I am in this stage of just giving myself whatever I fucking need to be at my best. And whether that's a sit down, a cup of tea, a walk, a cry, a movie, a bowl of popcorn, you know, a new dress, what is it? And it doesn't have to be physical stuff. It could be space. It could be spacious stuff. It's like I spend a lot of time checking in with myself. I've got this silly little cough this morning. It's not a cough. Don't panic. I just haven't been breathing properly because I've been excited. When I get excited, my breathing goes. I'm like a little fucking dog. Good job I haven't got a tail. I'd be whacking over the furniture today because I'm excited. But what was I talking about? I know. So what happens is I'm really good at giving myself what I need. And I worked out very early that if I was good, everyone around me was going to be good, pretty much. These are the facts. And if I'm not good, I make sure everyone's fucking not good. Because that is the power of a stroppy, now middle-aged woman. And so making myself good is actually a public service because if I'm good, it's better. Everyone I come into contact with, I'm better. Everyone I speak to, I'm better. I'm able to be the light and not the shadow, you know, like I'm able to fucking be human sunshine. But that only comes from making myself better and making that a priority. And so making yourself a priority needs to be the priority. And I think if you're going to be, I really like, there's a Maya Angelou quote that, you know, I think it's smart to be on your own side. Be on your own side. You've got to root for yourself. You know, you've got to be like, yes, Lisa, I want you to succeed. Here are the tools you need to succeed. What is the space you need? What's the stuff you need for you to go, oh my fucking God, I love my life. Maybe it's a pillowcase. You know, I just bought some new pillowcases and they're so fucking beautiful. I'm just like, how did my life get so good that I can have these pillowcases? Like, and it's just a bit of fabric folded and stitched. Not easy, mind you, if you've even made a pillowcase. They're all fucking inside out and upside down and they're quite hard to sew. But anyway, so I love the idea of giving ourselves the things we need. Giving ourselves the conditions we need. What are the things you need to be good? Do you need peace and quiet? Do you need people? Do you need connection? You know, watching these women sit in a circle and be seen and be like, people were like, oh, you're amazing. Oh, I love that you did that. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Like, you know, group energy is so great. And these women came in strangers. Some of them didn't know one person in the room, not even me. That's how much fucking faith they had. They just turned up. And some of them were like, I don't even know why I'm here. And I'm like, I love that. I love that you don't know why you're here. And I love that a little invisible thread just picked you up and scattered you and dropped you here because something went, just go there, and you followed it. You know, you followed those breadcrumbs. I think that's magical. So transforming yourself is a really lovely, lovely opportunity. And, you know, it doesn't have to take, people say, oh, it's going to take ages. I'm going to take years. I'm going to find myself. And I'm impatient as fuck. So I'm like, let's go. Giddy up. You want to change? Come over here. I'll fucking change you. Get over here. And it's like, because you already know. You already know actually what you want. You already, it's all sitting there, but you just need to give yourself permission. You just need to allow some space for it to happen. And you might need a tablespoon of courage or bravery to go, do you know what? I'm fucking doing it. And you might be scared, and scared's okay. Doing scary stuff is so good for us. We need to try. I love being scared because it means I'm on the edge of something. And whether that's the edge of a decision or the edge of change or the edge of a room or the edge of a conversation, when you're scared, you're in that stretchy zone. And if you haven't been scared for a while, possibly you're just too fucking comfortable. When was the last time you had a scary conversation or you did something brave? And on the other side of it, you go, oh my God, I love that. You know, that whole feel the fear and do it anyway, like lean into it. And, you know, the universe wants our braveness. I love that. I really like that. And there were so many brave women this week. Brave women. You know, I think there were three or four times where someone said, I've never said this out loud, or I've never told anyone this. And when you say something, it leaves you and it becomes external. And then you can kind of, and this is a shit metaphor, but I go, it's a bit like when you feel sick and you go, oh, I feel sick. And then you vomit. And then you get to look at the vomit and go, what's in there? Oh, it's fucking peas and corn. You know, what's in there? What is that? And you get to see the thing outside of yourself instead of it just being this weird mystery that's making you feel something. So I kind of like that. Apologies for the metaphor, but I do like it. I like the idea of seeing your own vomit, you know? I think that's what we need to do. So, yeah, think about that. This is the year of transformation. It's year of the snake, and year of the snake is nearly done. It's nearly done. So how much shedding have you got to go? I think it's when's Chinese New Year? It's early next year. And it's like, right, what's the shedding you need to do? What's the challenge? What's the newness? What is it that you really want to say out loud? What is it you'd like to do? And you don't have to do it on your own. There's people that can help. There are people who can help. Isn't that nice? Phone someone and say, I've got something scary I need to say out loud. Will you listen to me? That's lovely, isn't it? What an honour. What an honour. Right, well, that's you. Friday. Happy. Transforming. Have a think about that over the weekend. Have a think about what you'd like to transform. How could you be braver? How could you be braver? Because I witnessed these incredible women, and they're all better on the other side of their bravery. They're better on the other side of their conversation. Like, that's a gift, isn't it? What a gift. Right. Happy weekend. Toodaloo.